Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'd like to thank the last conference we had here during Chemical Laboratory. She kind of voiced something that was sort of floating around in my mind. She said, could you do a week on the alchemy of Holy Week? And a part of me went, oh my God, no. And a part of me went, you need to do that, man. And I said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then I went home and I said, why did I say that? Because the whole issue of Holy Week is not really my forte. But as I was preparing for this, I realized that I've been studying to do this my whole life. And what I would like to present to you is that the sequence of the days in Holy Week, it's an archetypal time, I could say an implement, a kind of meditation on the nature of time as the foundation for the new mysteries. If we project that out, is the work in the life of Christian Rosenkreuz. That's why this is the alchemy of Holy Week. And the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosenkreuz starts on Holy Saturday, and then he is introduced into the wedding. And I just learned yesterday something that was interesting to me. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on Good Friday. So there are these sort of pictures in the world of Holy Week as a continually recurring event. It's not something that happened a long time ago. It is an archetype that is unfolding continually, even as we speak. If you know the work of Emil Vach, his wonderful book called The 3 Years that he wrote, a great scholar, a Bible scholar, anthroposophist, wonderful, wonderful soul, called The 3 Years. And in there he says that the Passion and the work on Holy Week is the meeting of the old sun and the new sun, the collision of the old sun with the new sun as you end. And that theme, the collision of the old mysteries and the new mysteries, that comes into the focal point, the fulcrum of time is Golgotha. That's the turning point in time of the old mysteries dying and the new mysteries being born. That's when they say the turning point of time, day radiant light poured into the salt of men, that is the turning point between the clairvoyance that gave rise to fundamentalism and the clairvoyance that gives rise to freedom. That's a nutshell statement there. I'm just going to keep trying focusing on that, because the whole issue of the Passion in Christ's dialogue is that he was basically an insurgent. He was a deep agitator of the status quo of the Hebrew religion. And that's why the priests and the Pharisees, there's all this political stuff to Romans and all this kind of, that's what the 3 years is about.